applications reached a record high.
As farmers approach the end of the year, tax planning taking center stage. Northland Community and Technical College Farm Business Management instructor Betsy Jensen says one of the most common points of confusion this season involves 1099 forms and qualified business income deductions.
For 2025, you still need to get that 1099 sent out for anyone who earns $600 or more. So please don't get excited until 2026 when we have those increased limits. Another thing I want to caution people against is the QBI. Now, we're getting letters. It's the Qualified Business Income. You guys hopefully are getting some letters from your co-ops about what that deduction is, what they're passing through to you. Please keep track of those. They will be listed on your the 1099 that you receive from your co-op after January. But in order to do accurate tax planning, you really have to have those numbers.
Jensen also warning farmers to rethink how they use deferred grain payments, especially in a year with tighter income.
If you are deferring payments, I always warn farmers, defer them in small increments because we can pull that income back into this fiscal year. You get the income in 2026, you can count it as income in 2025. And what we see this happening is because of those QBI deductions from the elevators that they're passing through to us that we maybe don't keep track of. And so your income, you might end up overspending and you have an income that's too low. You can grab deferred contracts, the checks you get in January, and you can pull them back and pay taxes on them for 2025.
Jensen says the goal this year should be maintaining at least some taxable income, noting farmers risk losing key deductions if they show zero or negative income. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening.